Shalom. I'd like to dedicate this year Le'ilui Nishmas Sarah Bas Yoshua with Mrs. Sidel Sloan, who passed away last Thursday, who I went to the Levaya in Atlanta over Shabbos. And the Torah that we learn should be Le'ilui Nishmasa, because she was a person who had tremendous emuna b'Hashem. All the times that I spoke to her and visited her in the hospital, she was a mother of a Talmud of mine who was in the Shir some 8 years ago. And she was a real pillar of emuna. You don't always find that. You can find a lot of people who are observant, who do mitzvahs, but emuna, sometimes you don't find a person strong in emuna. And she was going through a very, very hard illness. And she was always had a very strong sense of hashgacha and very strong kesher with the Ribbono Shel Olam, which you don't always find. And the very Torah we learn should be Le'ilui Nishmasa. I mean, she insisted that the recent time and that there should be a shir given in her house on Shabbos afternoon for ladies during this time of sickness. And it's something we could always learn from. You know, sometimes it's hard to be a mamin, to really believe that everything that's happening is the Ribbono Shel Olam is in control of everything, and it's not just haphazard. It's just hard. It's not so easy, especially when things are not going your way. And you should get chizik from this. Okay. Before Sukkos, I wanted to go through Inyanei Chol HaMoed. And I gave shiur in Chol HaMoed this summer. And I figured that it's something that we should learn a little bit once and for all. It's not the most readily learned halachas, and we often don't know what's mutter, what's aser, what's... You know, it's like a little gray. You know, it's not like Shabbos where, quote, everything is aser. And it's not like Yantif where we know... certain things are mutter. It's much more complex. So let's take a look. Bez Hashem will be doing it through this week, and then we're going to have shiurim and inyanei Rosh Hashanah. At least two shiurim, maybe even three, and inyanei Rosh Hashanah. And then on Thursday we have the big mezuzah shiur. So we have a lot to deal with here. Bez Hashem. Yes, Sanhedrin. We haven't forgotten about Sanhedrin. But I figured, you know, before the Yom Tov, we should, you know, something you'll always have for you. And Sanhedrin will do. We'll do. We haven't forgotten. Still plenty packets there waiting for us for Sanhedrin. Okay.
The Gemara says, "Michlal Travayus Vilod Chol Shel Moed Osur Basiyas Malacha." That everyone agrees that Chol Moed is Osur Basiyas Malacha. Menani Milu Tan Rabbanu Tzchaka Hamatzas Tishmor. Shivas Yomim Li made al Chol Shel Moed Shel Osur Basiyas Malacha. That Chag HaMatzos Tishmor Shivas Yomim. So for Shivas Yomim, you can't do Malacha. So you see that Chol HaMoed is also Basiyas Malacha Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. So Tishmor is usually a lav. Chag HaMitzvah Tishmor, Shivas Yomim Tishmor. For 7 days, you have to be Shomeret. It means for 7 days, you can't do Malacha. Rabbi Yonasan says, Eino Tzarech, Chal V'chomer, Marishon Shvi, Ein Shein Kedush Lefneim, Lachreim Oso Basiyas Malacha, Chol HaShol Moed, Sheish Kedush Lefneim, Lachreim, Eino Din Shei Oso Basiyas Malacha. The sandwich theory is that if the first day of Yom Tov and the seventh day of Yom Tov, which are not sandwiched in by Yomim Shal Kedusha, is also Basiyas Malacha, Shal Chol Moed, which is sandwiched in by day one and day seven, which is also Basiyas Malacha, certainly should be also Basiyas Malacha. That's the sandwich theory. But then the Gemara questions the sandwich theory. Sheshes Yimei Breshes Yochiach. But so what about the weekdays? Weekdays are sandwiched in between one Shabbos and the next Shabbos, and yet they're mutar basiyas malacha. So the Gemara says, korban musaf. No, they're different because there's no korban musaf. Tomer shel chol moed sheish bo korban musaf. And it goes on and on. Keep going further down. Tani Yidach, where it says Vayikra Chav Gimel, Kol Melechas Avodah Lasasu Limed Al Cholos Shal Moed Shaso Basiyas Malacha. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Glili Rabbi Kiva Omein Atzorech Harayom Eilam Moed Hashem. Mekas Uv Darvei Mirishon Akvei Nemar Shabbosan. In Bishvi Harich Var Nemar Shabbosan. So what does it mean Eilam Moed Hashem that it's Mikrai Kodesh? Eina Kosim Bedarvei Al Cholos Shal Moed Lamedcha Shaso Basiyas Malacha. The Cholos Shal Moed Shaso Basiyas Malacha. Tani Yidach Sheishes Yomim Tochal Matzos Yomashvi Atzeres Mashvi Otzur Af Sheishes Yomim Matzurim. So you have all these various psukim. Then the Gemara says at the end, Halo Mosar Nakasu Velochomim Lomar Eze Yom Otzur Veze Yom Mutter Eze Malach Asur Veze Malach Muteres. That it says it's also been Malacha, but we don't know exactly what the Malacha is. So the Torah left it up to the Chachamim to decide what's Otzur and what's Mutter. So we have like a whole slew of different psukim, which tell us that there's an issur malacha on Chol HaShol Moed. So, at first glance, this would imply that the issur of malacha on Chol HaShol Moed is the oraisa, because you have all these psukim. And to corroborate this idea, the Gemara says beferish on Yer Aleph from the base on page 2. The first word on the line is Lomi Boya. Lomi Boya be me avelu de midrabon who vishari alafil chol shalmod isu malachim midaraisa. Makum say the shari rabbanon. Here they're talking about a dover avod, which is mutter. So he says it goes without saying that be me avelu, that you're not supposed to do malacha, but that's only the Rabbanon, that certain things are mutter, that even Chol HaMoed, which is Isser Malacha Midaraisa, but Mokum Seh the Shor Rabbanon. So it's, the Gemara here writes Beferish, that the Isser of Chol HaShol Moed is what? Is the Araisa. Oh. So before we get into the details, Halacha L'maisa, we should learn a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Why not? I mean, this is the last week for Pirkei Avos, right? Before Rosh Hashanah, right? You learn Pirkei Avos from Pesach till Rosh Hashanah, so this is it. Rabbi Elazar ben Hamodai Omer Mechalel Sakodshim. If you Mechalel the Korbanos, Mevazes Hamoados, and you degrade the Moados, Val Malvin Pnei Chaveru Barabim, and you embarrass your friend, meaning you do. All you have to do is one of them. You don't have to do all of them. You do one of them. Now, may for brisa shalav arvino v'mugal aponim b'tor shalok halacha apu pisha yesh b'yodo toru masim tovim ein lo chelek la'olam haba. Wow. Ein lo chelek la'olam haba. So what does it mean mevazes ha-moedos? So look at Rashi on page 3. Mevazes ha-moedos chilel chol shal moed basiyas melacha. Mevazes ha-moedos is that he was Mechalel Chol HaShol Moed Basiyas Melacha.
That's mechalal samayados. Wow. That's why you have to know what's usher. That's a very strong statement. Mechalal samayados is ein lochelak lolam haba. And the Rabbeinu Yonah on page 4 as well says the same idea. Va'omar kan ha'mevazeh v'lomar ha'chalas ha'modos v'kdei she'enu medaber v'yontif atzmo ki b'zeh lo hutzoch ledaber she'yontif k'shabesu el b'chol sholmod medaber l'osabo melechas isu v'mevazeh cholo sholmoy. Or is he saying, what is it? How do we know that's talking about cholo moy? Maybe Moados is talking about yontif. So he says, if we were talking about Yontif, it would say Mechal Asamoados, not Mevaza. So in the summer, Adam Oken from Hillcrest, so he said the Pshat is that because Yontif has real Kedusha to it. So if you would not observe Yontif, then the Lashon, proper Lashon, would be Mechal. Cholomoyed, maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. It's not real. It's not the same the way Rabbeinu Yonah's learning. It's not necessarily a day of Kedusha, but it's still an important day. So therefore, if you don't observe it, that's called being mevazet. You don't say mevazet Shabbos, you mechal Shabbos, because Shabbos is Kodesh, and you do a malacha on Shabbos, you mechal Shabbos. Right? But on Chol Hamoed, I mean, we normally assume there's Kedusha also on Chol Hamoed, but maybe the way Adam was saying, maybe Rabbeinu Yonah is assuming that there's not Kedusha on Chol Hamoed. So therefore, by the fact that he uses the Lashon Mevazeh and not Mechalel, shows me that it's not talking about Yontif. It's talking about Chol Hamoed, and on Chol Hamoed is the time that if you're Mevazeh, that's Eino Chelek Lo Olam Haba. Right. But in other words, the Rabbeinu Yonah is being medayik that by the fact that it used the Lashon Mevazeh and not the Lashon Mechalel, then we see that it's not talking about Shabbos or Yontif. Because Shabbos or Yontif would use the Lashon Mechalel, use the Lashon Mevazeh. It says in Psachim and Kuf Yud Ches, a similar idea. Amar of Sheshes Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah called Hamavaze Samodos Kiilu Oved Avodah Zara. If you Mavaze Samodos Kiilu Oved Avodah Zara Shalema Elohei Maisecha Lo Sasuloch Ksiv Basrei Eschag Amatzes Tishmor. And Rashbam says called Mavaze Samodos Also Melacha B'Chol Shal Moed. That Mavaze Samodos means Also Melacha B'Chol Shal Moed. Again, so you have this idea both in the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos a Mavaze. And this over here in the Gemara in Sakhim. So we see it's very, very stringent. Now, the question at hand is the Isser of Malach and Chol Hamoed Daraisa Darabon. So the first glance, we said, we have all these psukim on page 1 on Chagiga, Yud Ches Amud Aleph. So look in Tosfos on Yud Ches Amud Aleph, in Maseches Chagiga, Chol Hamoed Osher Basiyas Malacha, L'chor Mashmad, the Malacha, the Mitzvah, Be'imi Daraisa. L'chor, at first glance, it's Mashmad Daraisa, because it quotes all these psukim. The mappy lay me posit, became peg based the mud cotton, or why ovil me the rabbin of you, Cholashomod deraisa. So Rabbeinu Tam asked the question, the Koshel Rabbeinu Tam, Dim Kain, Dovra Ovil, the Kamulachas de Sharina Hossam, Hechi Mishteru, Hechan Matsinu, Isser deraisa, Mixoso, also Mixoso Mutter. Usually deraisas, you don't have, it's all or nothing. In other words, here we have by Cholomoid, that certain things are mutter. Dover Ovud is going to be mutter, and certain things are mutter. So by the fact that there's so many heterim, which we're going to learn about, that implies that it's only midrabbanan. Midrabbanan, you see, but
Rabbanim, you have this idea of Malkum Hefsed Shor Rabbanim, Malkum Seyda Shor Rabbanim, Malkum Tzar Logos Rabbanim, Malkum this Logos Rabbanim. You don't have that by Doraisis normally. So by the fact that you have all these things, Rabbeinu Tam is led to say that it's the Rabban. Because he heichan matzinu isa daraisa mitzosu osu mitzosu muta. So that's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. That's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. And furthermore, one second, then he quotes the Yushalmi. First word on the line, last word on the line is the Ode. Yerushalmi says that Rabbi Yochanan says, if I would be in charge, I would do away with the Issur Melacha and Chol HaMoed. Why? Because the whole purpose of Chol HaMoed is that people should eat and drink and learn Torah. But he sees that everyone is eating and drinking and pochzen. They're just involved in frivolous activities, and they're not learning. So he says, so if the whole point of Chol HaMoed is learning, and they're not doing it, so what's the point of having an Issur Melacha? So Tosa says, you see from here, it's only the Rabbanan. What do you mean Rabbi Yochanan would say he would abolish it? If it's the Rabbanan, so then you have a concept that sometimes one Bezdin can mevatel what another Bezdin enacts. We discussed the Rambam and Hilchas Mamre many times, when they can, when they can't, etc. But if it's a daraisa, what was Rabbi Yochanan saying? You would take away the daraisa. Who are you to take away the daraisa? So this is the famous Yerushalmi that Rabbi Yochanan says. If it was up to me, I would do away with the whole Issur Melacha on Chol HaMoed. So the psukim are asmachta ba'alma. They're not really mudim. It's just an asmachta. It's not a real drasha. So that's Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Shitas Rabbeinu Tam is that Melachan Chol HaMoed is the Rabban. The first day in Tosis, the L'chor Mashma, is that it's the Raisa. So we have 2 days here in Tosis, where the Melachan Chol HaMoed is the Raisa, like the Pashtus, or it's the Rabbanan, like the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. And then we have two Rambans that take a stand on this issue. On page 6, the Ramban in Hilchos Chol HaMoed. Look at the second arrow. The second arrow on the extreme left. He says like this, that if something is a dover avod, or it's tzorach hamoed, that's going to be mutter min haTorah. But then Chachamim came along and said that even though it's Tzorach HaMoed, but still it's Aser if it's a Melechus Uman. And even though it's a Dover Avod, it's still going to be Aser if it's a Tircha Yisera. So that's all Aser Midrabanan. But Midaraisa, it's Mutter as long as it's a Tzorach Dover Ovid or Tzorach HaMoed, then it's Mutter. But Chachamim still said that even though it's Tzorach HaMoed, you can't do a Melechus Uman. We'll discuss what that means. And Chachamim said that even if it's Dover Ovid, you can't do a Tircha Yisera. So that's Midrabanan. And then in Masechas Avodah Zarah, the Ramban makes a comment, yeah. Yeah. A lot of things. Anything that Chacham Asad is Mutter Midaraisa and Asad Midaravan. Yeah. And then the Ramban in Maseches Avodah Zarah says, Yesh Lomer, Nesha Chacham Mosifu Leim Harbe So
Ramban says a different word. Ramban says that the only thing that's osur is something that's what? Is meleches karka. That's osur midaraisa. But if it's not meleches karka, it's only osur midarabanan. Why? Because meleches karka is something that you have to put in a lot of effort. Right? In other words, if you're just doing stam and malacha, that's not malachas karka, that doesn't require so much effort. Malachas karka requires a lot of effort, so therefore, that's midaraisa. That's midaraisa. Okay, so we have basically three shitas. The first shita in Tosfos, as the other Rishonim say, that malacha and kol moed is also midaraisa. Rabbeinu Tam holds it's only also midrabbanan, because Rabbeinu Tam says eichan matzino, that something is part of its osur, part of its mutter. And then we have two versions of the Ramban shita. One version is that if it's tzorach hamoed or davar avad, it's mutter min hakara. But then even though it's tzorach hamoed, if you do it lach tzuma, that's also midrabbanan. Or even if it's davar avad, Maruba, that's going to be also midrabbanan. And then the Rambanan of Orizara says that only Melechas Karka is also midaraisa, because that's something that's the Chosso Maruba.
Is that consistent with the Rambanan of the Shita that the Nefesh? You see, they could wait to figure out what's now the Nefesh, because it's a lot of work.
Well, I mean, yeah, okay, there's similarities, but I don't know if it's a different.
It's the same person, too, right?
Yeah. Dolan, you're okay. Just before we continue on page 8 is the Yerushalmi. If you want to see that famous Yerushalmi inside, forget where I put the arrow. Go further down. The last word on the line is Osru. That Rabbi Yochanan, well, look first. Amar Rabba, Bamamal, Ilu Hayali, Misha Yumna, Imi, Hitarti. In other words, if somebody would join along with me, I would have matir two things. So one thing he would have been matir, we're not going to talk about now, since it's some other Indian. And then he would have been matir cholamoid, because klum osru lasos melachem chol shalmoid, ela kadei shiyu ochlim v'shosim v'gein b'torah, v'inun ochlim v'shosim u'poksin. That's the famous Yerushalmi. Every Jew has to know this Yerushalmi, or else I don't know if we get free. Okay. So those are four shitas here. Now the Beis Yosef on page 9 has a fifth idea, which is based on the Gemara that we saw. The Beis Yosef on page 9 says, "Laniyaz daiti nira, the isim malacha b'chol shal moed dvar Torah. That the isim malacha b'chol shal moed is midaraisa. Because the mashma b'sugya shemperkein darshim. El ha-Torah mosro l'chachomim, sheyasu malachas shenira, lahem v'yatiru mashanir lahem." Whereas he says like this, the Torah says don't do malach al chol shal moed, but the Torah didn't give us the details. So the details, this is the famous principle called misaron hakosuv l'chachamim, that the chachamim, the Torah gave of general categories, and the chachamim give the details of what to do. And he gives you a very good mashal from the Ran in Yuma. It says on Yom Kippur that you should be ma'ana yourself. So what does that mean? Should you put your hand in the fire? I mean, what does it mean being ma'ana? So that's the same idea the Ran says. The Torah said a vague thing, and it's left up to the Chachamim to tell us that it means achila, shtiyah, etc. Bami achila, shtiyah, b'chein b'vur, b'hedyah, etc. And that's the Gemara in that we saw. Lo masor ha-kosuv elo l'chachamim. Okay. Now, so far we didn't say anything halacha l'maisa. Now we got to start talking about halacha l'maisa. We were just talking about, okay, is it the raisa, is it rabbanan? Okay, fine. It's the raisa, it's the rabbanan, it's this, it's that, blah, blah, blah.
Now, bottom line.
So once the Chachamim defined it, then he violates the Daraisa. Because if the Chachamim defined, he's Magdi the Daraisa. Yeah. Well, and the precedent is Inui and Yom Kippur. That's a famous round. Rav David Cohen Shlita in his Sefer Gvul Yavetz has a contrast of, I don't know, 72 examples of Masar HaKasav B'Chachamim, of different areas in Halacha where you have this concept. We're only mentioning two here, Chol HaMoed and Inui and Yom Kippur. If you want to see 70 more, so you look in his Sefer. I didn't feel it necessary to Xerox all the 70 examples, but the Sefer is available on the fifth floor of the library, or I can lend you my copy, and you can see his kuntras. He wrote a kuntras called Kuntras Masar HaKasav B'Chachamim. Okay, so you'll go through it. Oh. Now let me ask you a question, Rosen. You're going out on a picnic on Chol HaMoed. I don't know why I picked you, but you're going on a picnic on Chol HaMoed, and you want to wash the Tilas Yadayim, because you can have some good hamburgers. So, and it's a grassy area. So can you wash the Tilas Yadayim on the grass?
Sure.
On Chol HaMoed. What would happen if you do this on Shabbos? One second. If you do it on Shabbos, say you're having your, it's still warm, you have your Shalosh Shudas out in the backyard there. One day when you're Zocha to have a backyard, not necessarily Washington Heights, but some other place where you'll be Zocha to have a backyard. And you gotta have the Talmidim for Shalosh Shudas in the backyard. So you wanna wash it. So instead of having them all come in the house to wash the Tilas Yadayim, which is a whole hassle, you just bring the hose and you have one there and you can just wash outside. So if you do that on Shabbos, what's the din? Well, it's your backyard. It's us. It's not a Shanissa skiwa. It's not a Shanissa skiwa. On Shabbos. Yeah, it'll be your last Shabbos. There's no Shabbos. If you do that on Shabbos, that's a Shanissa skiwa. Right? Because it's a malacha of mashke, zoreya. On Shabbos, if you take water on Shabbos and you put it on the plants or on the grass, then that's called Chol Shabbos. Okay, so if it's someone else's field on Shabbos, that's Mordechai Slovin reminds us of the Magen Avraham. We have to do Chazara, Rabbi, always Chazara, so to be Shogar B'Fir, right? What we learned the year before. Imagine if we would remember everything we've learned from all the previous years and know why. What can I tell you? We try our best, right? Try our best. So what if you do it on Chol HaMoed? That's my question. Why am I starting with this question? Because this is going to be an opening to understanding certain aspects of Chol HaMoed. You'll see after I present it to you. How many? Talmud says according to Tavoris Karka. So Talmud says according to Ramban it should be also the Raisa, according to the others. Yes. So should be the rice according to everyone, you say.
Yeah.
Oh, so let's see. So there's a Gemara on page 10 here, and Bezim and Bezim, Sechs Mai Cotton. Tanan, Mashkin, Beis HaShalchin, B'moed. Beis HaShalchin is an area that requires irrigation. And if you're not going to water it, it's going to get ruined. So since it's a Dover Avod, you could do it on Chol HaMoed, Uvishvis, and even on Shemitah. So Bishlom HaMoed, Mishum Tirchu, Mokum Seder Shor Rabon. Now Shvis, why is it Mut on Shvis? So the Gemara says we talk about Shvis, Mizman HaZeh, it's only the Rabon. So here's a key word, Moed Mishum Tircha. Mokum Seder Shor Rabon. So based on this Gemara that says Moed Mishum Tircha, we're going to see some Rishonim learn that the whole Yisod of the Issur Melacha on Chol Ol Shel Moed is only something that what? That is a Melacha of Tircha. But if there's no Tircha involved, then there's no Issur of Chol Ol Moed. For example, you switch on the light. So if you do that, you switch on the light on Shabbos. This idea is brought in the Sefer Yireim. So the Sefer Yireim says on page 11, the Gozru Chachomim al Kol Shel Moed v'Osru Bo Melacha Sheyesh Bo Torach Ve'Ein Dover Oven. The Chachomim asked something Sheyesh Bo Torach Ve'Ein Bo Dover Oven. So and that's based on this Gemara. And he quotes on page. One second. He quotes. Moed Mishum Tircha, the next page, Lav Tircha. Next page 12, fifth line. Moed Mishum Tircha, Lav Tircha, Tircha, Shacharech, Mile Bavaza Modos. So that's what he says. But the sound is careful. And then it looks at it. Yeah, and then it's very befairish on page 12 on this on the arrow on the left side. The last word on one is below. The only thing that is Aser is Melechas Torah. And you see, someone is saying that maybe it's probably one of the Zoraisa of the Rabbanan. Rashi says, even if it's Zoraisa, it's still be so only. He looked carefully, he says, Kol Eilam Yikoros HaSma the moed is an issa tircha. Now a Shabbos does not be so. Shabbos is the malachas of usher, even if there's no tircha. Right? You flip on a switch, there's no tircha involved. Right? There's no tircha. And tircha is a hard thing to define, but
is going to work considered a tircha?
Yeah, so Chaim
Dov. So is that a
tircha? Oh, so 1 second. So Chaim Dov Friedman, always very to the point, wants to know, what is tircha? If you, right, and this is a very, very, but there's certain things that, is, that certainly are tircha, that we would all agree. So, so we're going
to
see. So, wait, give me more time to see more Makoros on this. And, like, to, if you want to take the family out because you're having a nice, enjoying thing, so that's not tircha, that's an enjoyment. But if you're traveling by car for 3 hours to do some type of chore, which is not enjoyable, doing it, you know, so that's a tircha. We'll see. We're going to meet, as we go along, we're going to give more applications. We're not up to Dovra. We're mamish, not up to Dovra. Ahead. Oh, so there were on page 13 we have from the Sefer Orchos Rabbeinu. I neglected to write the name of the. I wrote you a whole thing here, and I didn't write you the name of the Sefer. The name of the Sefer is Orchos Rabbeinu, and the Sefer is there's what 3 volumes now, and it's all about the different things that the Sefer did. There was someone who was watching the cycle for many years, like every week, and he was a big Talmud Chacham. And he, cycle of course was a big Talmud Chacham, but this fellow was a big Talmud Chacham. So he wrote down everything that he saw that the cycle did, or heard from the cycle, or the cycle said, or the cycle's son, or, you know, that whole family in B'nai Brak. So he says here, Omer li Hagon Rab Chaim Kanievsky on page 13, Shlita, Shemarana Chazanish, Satzal, Nisra Becholomo, Shalolito Yodov al Azroim, Havi Mashke Vashko, Osu Becholomo. That the Chazanish was makbid, if, I don't know if Chazanish had picnics, but the Chazanish would be makbid not to wash his hands on the grass. Okay, that's one thing he was makbid on. 1 second. And number two, the next arrow says, Omer li Moriv Rabbi, that's the stipler, Shirosha Amar Chazanish, Marokin as Kisov, the Cholomor Lefnesha Yotzum be Basil or Chov, Mishim Isa Hatzah. That the Chazanish would check his pockets on Cholomor before he'd go in the street. Because not to do an Isra Hatzah, Shalom Hatzorach. So he would check his, so the Chazanish would check his pockets. So the Chazanish wouldn't wash his hands on the, on the Zroim, and he would check his pockets before he'd go into the street. So we normally assume that these things are chumras. That we're not makpid. Most people I know are not, who check their pockets on Shabbos, if they don't have an Erev, or they don't use the Erev, or whatever. But you don't find people checking their pockets before they go out on Chol Hamoed. I just don't know people like that. Maybe you know people like that. I don't know people like that. So what's the Yisod? So it is, because we hold, and we're going to see the Sefer Chol Hamoed explains like this, and some people explain that the idea is that since the whole Issa we saw in the Yireim, based on the Gemara and Lord Cotton Days of the Days, that the whole Issa of Issa Chol Hamoed is Chol Hamoed, we should hear God, so on. So, don't hear this extra tissue in my pocket.
carrying something in your pocket, there's no tircha involved. So what? On Shabbos, there's an issue to take a tissue out in your pocket. On Shabbos, you can't take a tissue out of your pocket if there's no air or whatever. This carrying, the malach is also for his own right. But we're trying to explain over here that follow moed, the issue is mishum tircha. And hence, if there's no tircha involved, then the issue shouldn't apply. That's the so they're trying to... So why is the Chazanish makpid? Why is the Chazanish makpid? So he says here on page 13, on a little from two lines after the second arrow, formerly Hagon Reb Chaim Kanievsky sholas maran matam shehichmir. Yes, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, you and Reb Chaim Kanievsky, you think alike. It's not the first time. So you and Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Chaim Kanievsky asked the Chazanish, why are you machmer? So he says, Omar Heyos v'Chazal osru b'chol mod melachas chashuvos b'tir elam chashuvos lo yadu alon ma'im chashuvos efshar the melachas alzonam chashuvos. He thinks that certain melachas that they asked, melachas chashuvos, even if it's not a tircha, that's what he thought. Melachas chashuvos. Well, yeah. So he wasn't sure, so he was... Yeah. Oh, so one second. Yeah. Hotzah is mutter if it's tzorach hayontif. Here we're talking about carrying something chol mod which is shalol tzorach klal. Like the, you have a dirty tissue in your pockets. Shalol tzorach klal. So you have to make sure to. Or you have some piece of paper in your place. You know, so many things you have to keep in the pockets. Was one of the.
Maybe he equated
tichlah
to shalol tzorach.
What?
Maybe if it was shalol tzorach for him, that was considered a tichlah. Therefore, it should have
a pocket. Yeah, but I don't know. It's hard to believe that that's a tichlah.
If you. Maybe
it's only a tircha if it's heavy. Or it's more of a tircha. I understand. You feel more of a tircha to go outside when you have something in your pocket that's
insignificant. Well, maybe on a luchic level, it's considered.
I don't know. You're too high for me. Gil? Yes, that's what I said. So. Right, so it could be Meikar Adin. There's no Isser of. I'm saying that based on the Sova saying, the things that the Chazanish did were maybe extra levels of piety, but not something that is an absolute requirement. Somebody like Yehuda Cohen, who was a very pious Jew, yes. Yeah, all right. And Kalman, getting back, yeah, like that was Kalman's reaction, that according to the Ramban, it would be an issa deraisa to wash your hands on the grass, but I would disagree with Kalman, because once in a while we have to disagree. But because I think what the Ramban is saying, it means like plowing. He doesn't mean just washing, you know, it happens to be Avodas Karka, but Avodas Karka doesn't have tircha. He's talking about Avodas Karka which has tircha, like plowing and digging and, you know, etc. Oh, so then there's another din which is related to this on page 14. Yeah, 14. Look. look at the Mishnah on the second arrow. Ein mefanin mibayis labayis. You're not allowed to move on Chol HaMoed. Say you want to move. Say, Chveis, you're living in Washington Heights and you decide, okay, it's time to move to Oakland. I don't know, some idea like that. You just want to move on Chol HaMoed. So it's a tircha. To move is a tircha. Ein mefanin mibayis labayis. You can't go from one house, take your stuff from one house to another house. Even though there's no malacha necessarily involved. Say you're in the same apartment complex and you're going from one dira to another dira and you want to move the furniture. So there's no malacha involved, but it's a tircha. Everyone agrees that moving is a tircha. Right? I think everyone, kulei amo lo pligi, that moving is a tircha. So ein mefanin mibayis labayis. So there's an interesting Tosus that quotes a Yerushalmi. Listen to this Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi matya mibayis acher lebeso sh'orev la'odam do b'shalo. But say you were living by someone else. It wasn't your own house. It wasn't your own, you were sharing an apartment with somebody or you were renting. It wasn't your own. And now you're going to move into your own place. So that's mutter. Because even though it's a tircha, but there's so much simcha involved that now you're going to living in your own quarters, you're the balabas, you're not beholden to living in someone else's quarters. So Dr. Jonas Prager this summer was asking me, so you see over here, it's a little fuzzy, because in other words, tircha becomes very subjective. In other words, normally moving is a tircha, but here you enjoy the moving. Because now you're going into your own, so it becomes very, very subjective, if you say it even. But this is the same yisod, that a tircha is what's aser, and if it's not tircha, it's mutter. Okay, everybody? Okay. So that's the first yisod. Besides the machlokas we discussed with the malacha chol moed is the raisa drabonim, the first yisod we have over here is that the nature of the malacha chol moed is tircha. And we see that in Sefer Yireyim, and we based on the Gemara in Moed Katan Beis Amidays, we see that based on the Yerushalmi about moving from, so that's a big yisod. And therefore, we hide it that. Kummers of the Kazanish, there's Kummers. That's why he doesn't check his pockets when he goes out. And that's why he washes his hands over the grass, the Chol Moed. Not Chas V'Shalom on Yom Tov Shabbos, but on Chol Moed. Okay. Now I'd like to begin the next part. And that is Tzorach HaMoed. So halacha is you're allowed to do things that are Tzorach HaMoed. What does it mean it's Tzorach HaMoed? I need it for the Moed. Like, if you're writing a term paper, you don't need that for the Moed. You need it for your class after the Moed. But say you want to have you want to get together, you want to have a party, or you want to do something for the enjoyment of the moed. So then we permit malacha with tzorach hamoed. And the Gemara says on page 15, tochlin, second arrow, tochlin b'moed with tzorach hamoed. You're allowed to grind with tzorach hamoed. Now let me clarify, which means like this, that what we said before is if something is not a tircha, then it's mutter even if it's not a tzorach hamoed. You don't have to come onto the head of the tzorach hamoed. Now we're talking about something that might be a tircha. But Tzarech HaMoed is a heter. You see, something that's not a tirch at all, you don't need a heter for. That was the first thing we were talking about. Now we're talking about something that's Tzarech HaMoed. Now, the Yisod is, Rav Asai, the Yisod is right. Blocha Tircha is with the Utsarach HaMoed. What's the reservation? What's the reservation? So take a look on page 16. Second arrow. Hegel tofer kedarko va'uman machlif. This is talking about sewing. So if a hegel, you're a non-professional, so you can sew regularly. Say something poor, you have to sew it up. So if you're a hegel, you are not a professional seamstress, so you just do it normally. Uman, you have to do it with a shinui. The point being that even something that's mutter for what? For Tzarech HaMoed is only mutter if it's a maisa hedyot, not if it's a maisa uman. Car going. That's called what? That's called Tzarech HaMoed. Because if you want to go for a purpose of enjoyment, which is certainly part of Tzarech HaMoed, because Tzarech HaMoed is to have Simchas HaMoed. You want to do that. So what's the halacha? Can you get your car fixed? So the halacha is like this. We just said something that's ma'ase hedyo is mutter, and ma'ase uman is also. In other words, something that anyone could do, then you could do it. But if you have to go to a mechanic, uman means ma'ase uman means that it's not something that's readily done by your average person. It's a skilled labor. So if the problem in the car requires a skilled labor, that is usur, even though it's Tzarech HaMoed. Because Tzarech HaMoed is only mutter the Maisa Hedyot, not the Maisa Uman. So Memelala, if your car is not well, and it's going to require an Uman, not to fix a holomoid. That is Issur. And if you get fixed a holomoid, you're violating the Issur of holomoid. And this is a serious matter. only Maisa Hedyon is mutter, Lutzorach HaMod, but not Maisa Uman. And the definition, the Pasha definition is, 1 second, I'll take your questions in a second. The Pasha definition is, Maisa Hedyon means that something that everyone could do. I mean, that doesn't mean everyone, you know, most people. Like even writing on the computer today, most people, still some of us who don't, but most people know how to type on the computer, so that's a Maisa Hedyot. So if it's Tzorach HaMoed, you need to type on the computer, but Tzorach HaMoed, not for the turntable. Tzorach HaMoed, if you're planning an event, so for HaMoed, you need people to know about it. So you can type with Tzorach HaMoed, and that's a Maisa Hedyot. But a Maisa Uman means something that you need an Uman for. You need a craftsman. You need a professional. Not everyone can do it. So then, that is also, even if it's Tzorach HaMoed. Now, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky had a very interesting idea here, which we don't really accept 100%. Let's see if I have it here. Oh. Did I put it in this packet? Polaroid cameras. Finkelstein, he could tell you all about Polaroid cameras. He's the man to speak about Polaroid cameras. So we'll see. I don't know if it's in the packet, we'll find it later. But Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, Rav Moshe Feinstein says, you want to go on an outing, a Chol HaMoed, you want to take nice pictures, Polaroid camera, you can do it. Even though, because anyone knows how, anyone can take a picture, you don't have to be a professional to take pictures. Yaakov Kamenetsky thought that's called Maisa Uman, because the result is a nice thing. In other words, Pashat Shad, Maisa Uman means you need an Uman to do it, or can you do it by Hedyon? But Yaakov Kamenetsky thought it meant that even if you do it by Hedyon, if it's something that looks professional in its outcome, even though it can be done by anyone, that's also called a Maisa Uman. We assume not that.
You need somebody.
We assume that as long as
somebody
holds a camera. Yeah, we're not going for that. Developing is awesome. Developing the pictures is awesome. You have to go to a place to develop. You can't do that. No developing.
You can take the
pictures. You take the pictures.
The regular camera.
Regular camera. Because that's nice to have it. Sorry, I'm going because that's part of the enjoyment of going on a trip is to take pictures. That's part of the enjoyment, even though you're going to only see the pictures later on. But it's part of the hana of the trip is that you're taking pictures. Right. So we assume that that's called Maisa Hedyot and Tzorach HaMoed. And Polaroid, just to get, what's the stuff that's dropping? What Polaroid are we? The picture comes out right away. Yeah, picture for Polaroid, the picture comes out right away. So Rav Moshe said that's still mutter. That's still mutter. What? Yeah, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky thought that the result is a professional picture. You know, that's so that's called. Yeah. So Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky's idea was that it's not totally whether anyone could do it or not. It's totally of the result. And the result is, see, when I write some scribble on a piece of paper, so anyone can do that, and it looks like anyone can do that. But when Rav Yaakov said if the result is something that's nice, very, you know, even though anyone can do it, that's also called the Maisa Uman. I don't want to confuse you, because the Pasha Pshat is not like that. The mindset I think we should have is that anything that requires a mechanic to do or a specialist to do, so even if it's Tzorach HaMoed, you're not allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed. But something that you need, that anyone can do, that you can do. Even a goy. You're not allowed to, even if the mechanic is a goy, it could be a problem also, as we'll see. Okay, so this is a big yisod in Hilchos Chol HaMoed. Yeah. I'll have to ask Finkelstein. Finkelstein is the bucky in this psak here. And I think Finkelstein says Rav Yaakov Rasin. But we're more Mako. Digital cameras, what's the kind of digital camera? It's
like an MP3?
There's the MP3. How do you think of it? Then why does it come out? When? So when does the picture come out? Only when you put it. You print it on the computer. But anyone can do that. It's a nice. So it's a nice hedyot. Tzorech hamoed. Yeah, it'll be the same machlokas. We assume like Rav Moshe. But shoulder. Laundry is going to be a whole different shiur. I don't want to even talk about laundry now. Okay?
No laundry.
No laundry. Harav Dolan?
Didn't he say that a shoe is okay for my my car breaks down and has my neighbor?
Oh, so one second. One second. Slowly. Slowly. Dolan, you're too fast. Okay, now, so that's the first thing, Tzorech HaMoed. So Tzorech HaMoed is only Mutter B'Maisa Hedyot, not B'Maisa Uman. Okay. Then, there's a concept called Tzorech HaGuf. Tzorech HaGuf. The Gemara says on page 16, that's Chesam Adbeis and Sefer Mo Cotton. Osa Isha Tachshiteh B'Moed. That a woman is allowed to make different types of tachshitin, different types of perfumes and things that she's going to apply to her body to enhance her appearance. To enhance our appearance. So the Ritva on page 18 says that anything is that it's tzorech haguf is mutter because it's like ochel nefesh, and ochel nefesh is mutter even if it's Maise Uman. And something that Tzorech HaGuf has the status like Ochel Nefesh. So here we have something that it's not just a regular Tzorech HaMoed. It's a Tzorech HaMoed. See, we have regular Tzorech HaMoed. Like taking the trip. That's only mutter b'maisa hedyot, not b'maisa uman. Now we have something that's tzorech hamoed, but it's a particular type of tzorech hamoed. It's tzorech ochel nefesh, or tzorech haguf. So this category is more kal, and is going to be mutter even B'maisa Uman. And the Gemara says on Yud Aleph on Baal, page 17, Rav Yehuda Shari La'ami Tanura La'migdal Tanuri. He said he allowed someone to make an oven on Chol HaMoed. Now what do you mean making an oven? Making an oven is a B'maisa Uman. to make it oven. But it's ochel nefesh. So ochel nefesh is what? Is permissible. Even a ma'isa umr. One day. So, what if your glasses break on Chol HaMoed? So to get your glasses fixed is a ma'isa umr. But so what should be the din? But it's tzorach ha-moed, but it's not just stam tzorach ha-moed, it's tzorach ha-guf. So tzorach ha-guf is mutter, and that's where Moshe writes here on page 19. Esachi an ha-mishkafayim she-nishmeru b'chol ha-moed v'adai mutter. That's the first. And the pshat is, because he doesn't go into great detail here, but the pshat is that it's tzorach ha-guf. It's something that you need for your guf. To make your guf function properly. You need eyeglasses if that's what you need. So therefore, that's called... I guess for women, she feels embarrassed if she doesn't... And that's the din. Traveling? Driving a car? Yeah, no. You mean to take a plane? I never thought of that. I never thought of that. The new chumra. Wow. In other words, you can't drive a plane. That you need a new one for. So maybe that should be called the Vice of Umma Matur. Wow. Wow. I never thought of it. I mean, intuitively, I think you're wrong, but I... but why are you wrong? But why is he wrong? Why is he wrong? Dolan, why is Shulder wrong?
Because it's taking your goof from here to L.A., let's say. It's sort of a goof because it's taking your goof
from here. But then it should be mutter to... fix your car to take your goof to great adventure.
No, you can't get a plane fixed on the boy. You have to fly on the
plane. That's like taking a roll of film from the camera. Same thing. Yes, anybody that can't try, they should go on a car.
Right, so. Yeah, but
that's already more of a tougher.
Right, but in other words, even if you say not everyone knows how to drive, but most people, a lot of people know how to, like it's a mutsui thing that people know, but flying a plane, like one in a million knows how to fly a plane.
But it's drawing anyway, if you're on it or not, it doesn't matter, regardless of whether you're on the plane, it's
flying. But he's doing a well, it's flying anyway. In other words, the whole issue here anyway is Amir Lakum. Because you're not doing the flying. It's Amir Lakum. It's Amir Lakum that's flying anyway, so maybe that's the idea. It's not doing it for you. Right. But he's saying... I like what you're saying. It gets me to think. And it's good to... think. Ron Shalom gave us a brain, so we should think. But I like what you're saying. Even though you have to be wrong. You just have to be wrong. You have to be wrong. I don't know yet. I'll get back to you. You just have to be wrong. I can't be so with such a chumra, so you have to be wrong. And I'm sure if you speak to Rabbi Bina, he'll tell you also that you cannot be right on this issue. Oh, now the big issue, one second, the big issue is doctor's appointments on going to the dentist or the doctor for Chol HaMoed. Because Chol HaMoed is always the time that people's mothers want them to make all the appointments, right? Now, we're not talking about that the person is sick or the person is aching or this. So I think we'll see that all these doctor's appointments are usher, gomer, or Chol HaMoed. Only if you're not well or you have a toothache or you have a... But to make your, you know, regular, week, you know, yearly physical or whatever, or yearly trip to the dentist on Chol HaMoed, I think that's mamish osur gomer, osur gomer. And Rav Moshe Feinstein said this. You don't need me. Moshe Feinstein said it on page 19. On the second column, L'rofei hashinayim chol moed meish o tzar, av tzar kotten vade mutter. Mein o tzar v'gam mein locha shiyu kol kul yoser e l'rap oso v'chol moed. Gerehu melacho mamash. He says, if you're a bit tzar, even a little tzar, then you're allowed to. But if you're not in tzar, then he's doing a... Because going to the dentist is a numen. And it's not tzarech moed. So it's a melechas umen shalol tzarech moed. So they're doing malacha for you, so it's not tzarech hamoed. So malachas are being done. He's shalolot, they're taking, you know, x-rays, and they're taking this, and they're taking that, and it's shalolot tzarech hamoed. So if you're bitzar, so that's gufo, then you have the hedra of gufo, and by gufo we said, even what? Even ma'ase umen is mutter. But this is not gufo. Because there's no need now. So therefore, I feel that the pashas is that you should try to avoid it. You should not try to schedule your dental checkups during Chol HaMoed. Eli Cole. Oh, so we're going to come to that. It's an excellent question, as you always ask, and we will see that shortly, today or tomorrow. What's your name again? Svi? What's your last name? Salander. Exercising on Chol HaMoed? Tzarech haguf, but every time you do it, it's for today. It's for help for your health today, right? I think there's room to be made on that. I mean, you're leaving it for Chol HaMoed. Then already, if you normally go exercise on a regular basis, then you can do it Chol HaMoed. But just to do it a Chol HaMoed. The dubious heter. Okay, so we did it. So what did we say so far today? We said a lot of things today. I think we said that machlokes rishonim with the daraisa drabanan and the different shitas. We said that the yisod is tircha. Then we said that tzarech hamoed is mutter, but only melechas hedyot, not melechas umen. Then we said that tzarech ochel nefen shet tzarech haguf is mutter even melechas uman, but it has to be tzarech haguf that you need now, that your guf is you need it for now, just because, in other words, not to go for the your general checkup. Okay. The next topic is Dover Ovud. Next topic is Dover Ovud. So what's the story with Dover Ovud? Dover Ovud means that you're allowed to do melacha on Chol HaMoed if as a result of not doing melacha you're going to lose something you already have. That's what Dover Ovud means. Meaning, we had the first Mishnah in Moed Katan of Mashkin Beis HaShalchim. Right? Means you can water you can water the irrigation. In other words, you have a field that if you're not going to water, it's going to get ruined, so then you can water it. Right? Because Dover Ovud is mutter on Chol HaMoed. Now, the Meiri has a nice summation on page 21. Klal HaDvarim Kol She'esh Bo Ovud Aval Pi She'inet Tzorach HaMoed Mutter Im Lokivei Melachto B'Moed. See, the Chiddush of Dover Ovud means even if it's not Tzorach HaMoed. We've been talking about something that's not Tzorach HaMoed, even if it's not Tzorach HaMoed. Then we said that Tzorach HaMoed has to be Tzorach HaMoed. And then Tzorach HaKol Nefesh, Tzorach HaGuf is a subcategory of Tzorach HaMoed, which is more Kal, but it has to be Tzorach HaMoed. The Heter of Dover Ovud is even if it's not Tzorach HaMoed. But if I'm going to lose something that I have, for example, if I have a job, and if I don't show up with a job of Chol HaMoed, the boss says to fire me, so I'm allowed to work on Chol HaMoed. Because that is Dover Ovud. Because the job I have already, it's my job. So it's something I have. And if I'm not going to show up, I'm going to lose it, that's called Dover Ovud. So Dover Ovud is mutter, even if it's not Tzorach HaMoed. But the question that we have to deal with is, a lot of times you won't lose your job. You can take vacation another time, or you can just deduct your pay. You're not going to lose your job. Let's say the classic example is you own a store. So you're the owner. You're not going to lose your job. So you're allowed to open your store on Chol HaMoed. Right, but that's not called Dover Ovud. Dover Ovud means something I have already that I'm going to lose. But the Nias HaRebach is not getting about
profits.
That's not called Dover Ovud. Dover Ovud.
If you know the money is there, meaning like if you open the store, then even beforehand, you know that like you're going to have that money, especially on home and circus, because like for the second day, people, let's say you have a food store or something, and you have to open.
So if you have a food store and people need it for yantif, for Chol HaMoed, so of course you can open it. Let's say most businesses are not Tzorach HaMoed things. You have an electronic store. You own an electronic store in Marfal. You sell MP3s, you sell cell phones, you sell digital cameras, beepers, lots of things. So what's the story there? And you're the owner, so no one's going to fire you. So that's what we have to see now. So the din of Dover Ovud is mutter. Afal pi, says the Miri on page 21. Afal pi she'ein et tzorach HaMoed. Im lo kivei melachto b'moed. That's only if you didn't leave it for the moed. In other words, if you left the Dover Ovud for the moed, so even though it's Dover Ovud, you're not allowed to do it. You can't say, I'm going to wait to do it on the moed. Dover Ovud is, if it happened that the Dover Ovud is, you have to do it on the moed, and you couldn't have done it before, then it's mutter. Okay. Even Tirka is looked at. that it can't be a tircha merubah.
Could it be a nice woman?
Right, so even a Maisuma. Right, if you're a mechanic and you're working for somebody and you're going to lose the job, but what if you're the owner? Then you're not going to lose the job. So what's the story of opening your business in Chol HaMoed, going to work in Chol HaMoed? There's a lot of cases going to work, you're not going to lose the job. You're not going to lose it. Right, you're an accountant. So, you're an accountant, social accountant. So, you won't necessarily lose your job. Now you can take a certain amount of vacation days. So, what's the story? So, page 22. Say this one. Omar Rava, Prachmatia Kol Shehu Osa. Finished. Any little amount of business is Osa. Prachmatia Kol Shehu. We're afraid you can do a little business and do a lot of business. So Prachmatia Kol Shehu is us. So the Rush in the Tshuva on page 23 says, say you lend money the rivers to Goyim. You're a loan shark. So Halvav Kol Moed Afapi Dami Halvav Prachmatia. Ah, it seems that that's Prachmatia. Prachmatia, there's a lot of torah to know how much to charge, but to lend money, he thinks that's not a problem because there's no torah involved. There's no torah involved. You just lend the money. Say, pay me back more. There's no torah involved. But Prachmatia, he saw that the issue of Prachmatia is also because of the tircha. And that's what the Arba Shulchan writes on page 24. He says in Halacha Beis, Masa Matan, even in Shabbos, is only Midrabanan. It's not Midrais, it's Midirei Kabbalah. So, in Tzokhav Tzecha, Vehim Mishuv Tzei Shabbos, Maru Chachamim Asa Mechalamoi. So what do they ask her? Bishul must some malachas that are malacha gemura. I understand why they ask them a Chol HaMoed, but this is only the Rabbanan. Why they ask a Chol HaMoed? So he says because you're afraid. Second arrow, second column. He's saying, "How you manichu la'asav b'masa matan the mele you threw them kol hayom." It was because once we let you open your business a little bit, you're going to be busy the whole day, and you're not going to spend Chol HaMoed in the proper way that you should be. So that's why Prachmatia is us. The call of that is going to work. It's not only a business man, it's an accountant too. He's going to be, we're a lawyer. The way it even works. He goes to work the whole day till 11 in the evening. So that's a bit of zilzul hamayit. So that even Prachmat, even to open the store for an hour is awesome. Because once you open it up a little bit, it's going to. How about school?
One second. Oh, so what's the heter here? Is there a heter? So there is a rush on page 25, and the rush says take a look in Simen Chav Dalet in the rush. Page 25. The Simcha Dalet is long, so the last four lines of Simcha Dalet. Va'anihi tarti v'vesi lahalvas lenochrim shergivim tamid b'halva v'vesi shim lo yuvul lahem yochul lahem l'vesi yehudi acher kiv lahem yagivim lavo etzlam ikav seva. The Rush said that he used to lend money to people, the goyim, with interest, but that would be his business. So he says he mattered it b'chol amoi. Why? Because he says, if I don't lend them a Chol HaMoed, they're going to start going to someone else, and I'm going to lose out.
So this is the yisod we're going to see that folks can have. That if you open, if you have a store and you close the store, so just you're considered muchzak on your customers. They're yours. Your customers are considered like they're yours. So if you're going to close the store, you're afraid that they're going to start going to another store and you're going to lose your customers. So that's called a dover hour. To lose your customers that you have is a dover hour, if that's really true. So that applies more of a business. That's not a hector for accountant stuff. Right? It's for a business that you understand. For a business, you have a... Right, right, okay, that's true. So that's the yisod that's pointed out on page 28 in the Machtzis HaShekel. He says in the bottom, "Hinei matharbe me'achronim koru togar al kulos shenogim b'avonai seinu rabbeinu b'inu masa matim b'chol moed." Many people have problems. Kogut Togar means they have complaints and how people are mezalzel in Hilchas Chol HaMoed in respect to going to work, business. Lo matzasi lam takone elav she besimen sefer alir rabba efshar dechoshvu ledover ovud. Im lo y... What? Yishonu kol kach zman kol yimos achag b'chanos yismayit hamas amatn v'yisrael. So that's the idea. Or the next arrow. Yagilu kodnav leilech l'socher acher. Based on this rush. That you can keep the business open because you're afraid that they're going to go to a different... they'll start going to a different store. So also with your clients. If you're an accountant and you're going to be closed and your clients are going to start going to someone else... But you have to be honest if that's really the case. If there's really not a chashash, then that's different. But if there's a real chashash, like Rav Sternberg says, like some people, they close their business to go on a vacation for a week, and they're not afraid that their customers are going to go someplace else. So why all of a sudden chalmo they are? So you have to be honest in what the metzias is. But if the metzias is that the... So in other words, so we're saying a chiddush here. The poskim was saying, not only if you're going to lose your job as a dover ovid, but even if you're going to lose your customers, that's also called a dover ovid. And that's all based on the rush that says the rush was lent money during Chol HaMoed because he was afraid if he's not going to lend money, they'll start going to someone else. Oh, then there's another halacha, Yerushalmi, famous Yerushalmi, on page 26. Yerushalmi writes, Hadar shayarasa shari mizba mima b'moada. A shayara used to be a caravan that would come to the city on Chol HaMoed and would have special deals that you can get. And it wasn't something that came all the time. Now the Ran on page, the Mukhi Yosef on page 27 has two pshatim. Some learn kosher mutter l'mochro b'chol moed. What's talking about the shayara? Is it for business purposes or is it for private purposes? The Ramban says only for your own private purposes. In other words, you have a good sale that's coming. This shayara is selling things for cheap. And you're not going to have an opportunity afterwards. It's not going to be so frequent. So Ramban says that's the heter. That's called the dover ovid. And the Luki Yosef says that even for business purposes it's mutter. Even you're buying it not for your own use, but you're buying it for business, since it's such a good deal, it's also mutter. But this heter of Ashayara means that it's a one-time opportunity. Even if it's not one time, but it's a very rare opportunity to get a good deal. So therefore you can take advantage on Chol HaMoed. And you can buy.
And that's brought in Shulchan Aruch on page 28. Shulchan Aruch says, "Im hudover she'enu matzoi tomid lachar moed, don svinos ha'shayor shabo." You have special boats and caravans that are coming and selling merchandise. She'im avakshim lotzis umachu bezol, alochu biyoker, muto liknos v'limkor. Hafil shalol tzorach tafrisho. Even for schora purposes, it's muta. That's the Rambam Shita. Even for schora purposes, because that's something that's not motzi. Ramban said it's only for your own private purposes. So that's the Yisod, as it's written here in the Chol HaMoed book, on page... Say you want to go to the department store on Chol HaMoed. Spend the whole day buying, shopping things. So that's Osir. Only if there's a sale, that's the Heter of Shayara. A sale that's not going to be coming back so quickly. That's on page 31, Os Mem. It says, Mutter liknos chefetz b'chol amoed l'tzorech achar amoed shemokun b'zol shekorim sale. Shem shenechshav kedover ovud. Okay, zerach b'sale she'enu motzoi b'chol eis. Because if they're having a sale every 2 months, so then you miss this sale, you get another one. But if it's a sale that's not so frequent, then you can go to the Macy's, or wherever you go, and you could spend the day there. You can spend time there buying things. Now, you don't need Lutzorach HaMoed, but it's a sale. That's the Heter of Shayara. And the Heter of Shayara is even more. The Ramban says Heter of Shayara is only for your own personal use. The Rambam says even for Schora. But normally, just to go to buy things in the super in the department store that you need for, because you're off in Chol HaMoed, you want to buy things, it's only mutter if there's a sale. That's not rogil. But if it's not sale, it's not rogil, then it's a zilzil hamoed. And you can't just go, we're going to do shopping for the new apartment. So we have a day off in Chol HaMoed, we're going to do shopping. So that's us, that's a zilzil hamoed. But if it's a sale, that's not matzoi, so that's the heter of shayara. And the Rambam says even for business purposes you can buy things that are not rogil to get at a good price, and you could get it on Chol HaMoed. Okay, Rabosei, I think we've discussed a lot of important inyanim today. We basically finished this packet, not 100%, but basically. Tomorrow we'll have another one, and Tuesday another one, and then we'll finish the basic inyanim of Chol HaMoed. Please review it, so this way at least you have a basic yedius of what Chol HaMoed is all about, and then you can hopefully apply it more or less. How's the gold mala?